This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. French President Jacques Chirac wants an urgent UN conference on humanitarian aid for the people of Afghanistan. Foreign aid agencies say millions of Afghans are at risk of starvation because of the three-year-old drought and the month-long U.S.-led bombing campaign. Most foreign aid workers left Afghanistan shortly after September 11th. Eight remain, detainees from the organization known as Shelter Now International, or SNI. The eight, four Germans, two Australians, and two Americans, Dana Curry and Heather Mercer, are charged with preaching Christianity. The SNI workers have been held in a Kabul prison for more than 3 months. NPR's Michael Sullivan spoke with Mercer's parents in Islamabad.
John Mercer and Deborah Oddy last saw their daughter on September 11th, just hours before the attacks in New York and Washington. John from Northern Virginia had been in Kabul to try to win his daughter's release for nearly 3 weeks by then and had seen Heather several times. Heather's mother, Deborah, who lives in upstate New York, arrived on September 10th and only saw her daughter that one time on the morning of the 11th. Since then, they've been able to communicate with their 24-year-old daughter infrequently via letters passed by travelers going in or, more frequently, coming out of Kabul. They last heard from Heather in a letter received 2 weeks ago.
She has resigned herself to the fact that they are there for the long term. And I'm pleased with that because I think it's healthier for her. She doesn't wait every single day for release. She just has resigned herself that this is going to be my life for some time and I'm going to have to deal with it.
Letters and emails from friends delivered to Heather, her mother says, have helped reassure Heather the world hasn't forgotten her and the other detainees. Heather's father, John, says her letters show it's clear she is well aware of what's going on around her, even as she and the other detainees sit in prison while U.S. warplanes attack Taliban and Al-Qaeda targets in and around the capital.
She's commented in one of her letters that some of the bombs were so close that it shook their prison and blew open one of the doors. So I guess you'd consider that fairly close.
Neither Deborah nor John, however, believe the Taliban would use their daughter and her co-workers as human shields.
I've always felt they would try to keep them safe and out of harm's way, and they still have continued to do that. The majority of the Taliban that we've dealt with have been very humane. They've expressed sympathy over our situation. You know, and they've also reminded us of the situation of the Afghan people, which, you know, we think about also. So I can only hope for the best.
Shortly after the September 11th bombings, when it became clear that the U.S. was planning action against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, Deborah was asked if she hoped the U.S. would consider her daughter's position in planning their response. She said then she hoped it would, but didn't expect it to, and she hasn't changed her mind since.
I continue to think that the U.S. government and our president is doing the right thing. Of course, I want the U.S. to do whatever they can to protect their safety. I don't expect them to. The U.S. government doesn't have an obligation to take care of these people. The U.S. government didn't put her there. My daughter and SNI put my daughter there.
The edge in her voice shows the frustration Deborah Oddy feels after more than 3 months of waiting for her daughter's freedom. Heather may be resigned to the situation, but Deborah Oddy clearly is not.
I'm full of rage. I mean, I am full of rage. And when this is over, I'll work it through. But it's the hand we've been dealt, and it's the hand we have to deal with, whether we like it or not.
And along with the rage is worry. Worry that control of the detainees might pass from the Taliban to Al-Qaeda. Worry about bombs missing their targets. And worry, says John, about turning on the TV in the morning and hearing something they don't want to. But John says he's not leaving without his daughter. He's even told the Taliban he'd trade places with her if they'd let him.
I would go in a second. But that's really not an issue that I think they will address or that they even pay any attention to. It would be nice if they did, but they've obviously got a lot of other things that are on their mind to think about.
Deborah says she's going back home for Thanksgiving and maybe Christmas too. After that, she says, she'll return to Islamabad and wait for her daughter to be released. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.